We are 8 lines up from the bottom on Nun Zion Amid Beis. We continue with another story. There was a story that took place in the city of Mechuza, which happens to be the town where Rava was the Mor de Asra. Asa Ovid Kochavim, Ayel Chanusa di Israel. It happened that an idolater went into a store owned by a Jew. Amrelhu, and he said, Is the Chuchamra Lizvuni? Do you have some wine to sell me? Amrule. So the storekeepers said, Lo, we have nothing for you. We have no wine for you. However, Hava Yasif Chamra B'davla. The Ovid Kochavim, the idolater, noticed that there was a bucket of wine that was just sitting on the side somewhere in the store. So what did he do? Shadi Be Yade. He put his hands inside the bucket. Shikshikh Be, and he started shaking it. Clearly, he understood the halacha. He understood what it meant. And he said, Amrelu. And the Ovid Kachavim said to them, Hailav Chamru, this isn't wine. Why are you hiding it from me? Why were you refusing to sell it to me? And then, one of the Jewish owners, Shakle Ha'ech Berischei, Shadia Ledana. What happened was, one of the Jewish storekeepers took the barrel of wine that was touched by the idolater and angrily threw it into a barrel with other wines. So it kind of just filled up the other barrel with this wine, adding it to previous wines. Then the question was, well, hold on a second. This wine seems to have been usher, and now he's throwing that, it became Yayin Nesach, and now he's throwing it into another batch of wine, which makes that wine also usher. However, when they came for a psak, Sharia Rava Lizvuni Levit Kachavim, Rava permitted him to sell the wine to idolaters. They couldn't drink it, they could get benefit from it. That was the point. So that was Rava's ruling in the town of Mechuza. However, Ifluk Aleha Rav Huna Bar Chinana, Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman. There are two Rav Hunas who argued with him, and they maintained that it was Asr Behana. Rashi points out that these Rav Hunas didn't live in Mechuza, so they weren't around at that point to have a personal machlokas, a disagreement with Rava. They just ruled us in a similar case, they ruled differently. Meanwhile, the Gemara continues, Nafki Shipurei de Rava Vesharu, Venafki Shipurei de Rav Huna Bar Chinana, Rav Huna Bar Nachmeni Vasri. The shofars came out. Each one had their own group of their own shofars, meaning shofar which like lends credence to their psak. One the shofar group came out like Rava, and one of the shofars came out said the following is like the Rav Hunas, and it meant they were deadlocked. They had different opinions. So what are you going to do? Gemara says Ikla Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman LeMechuza. At a certain point, Rav Huna, one of the Rav Hunas came to Mechuza. They came to the town of Rava. Amr le Rava l'Rav. Rava said to l'Rav al Yakim, Shmaya. Rava said to Rav al Yakim, who was his attendant, who was a shamish. He said to him, "Do me a favor. Trok trok gali d'lo nesu inchi d'nitrit. Make sure you lock the doors so that no one can come in. I don't want to be bothered." An idea that here Rashi says that Rava was afraid of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna would be able to poke holes in his story, and he would have to admit that he was wrong and that you cannot get benefit from the wine. So he said, "Lock the doors. I don't want to have to deal with him." However, Olagabe, he managed to get in. Apparently, the shamish wasn't preventing everyone from coming in. Rav Huna was able to make it. Amrle ki hagavna mai. So Rav Huna said to him, so if an idolater puts his hands in wine and then shakes it, can you get benefit from it or not? Amrle, so Rava said back to Rav Huna, Asr, afilu behana, not only is it prohibited from drinking, it also is prohibited from benefit. He says it's prohibited from benefit. What do you mean? Says Rav Huna, Hamar hu damar shikshik einos yayin esach. You're the one who said, if you agitate it, it doesn't become Yayin Esach. So how can you tell me now that it's Asr Behana? So answers Rava, Emer de Amri Ana, Labar midameha tehu chamra. Demedu chamra mi amri? Says, hold on a second. Maybe when I said shichshich ein osin yayin nesach, maybe what I meant is that everything else, except for that wine, but that wine itself, is it possible to say that that wine is permissible to get benefit from? Of course not. You can't get benefit from that wine. Rashi says, what exactly is happening here? He says, Mishim kisufa ka'amar hachi. He was embarrassed. That's why he said this. Because he really maintained the whole thing was permissible. But in front of Rav Huna, he was trying to, out of shame, he changed it all around. And the truth is, as Rashi explains earlier, and we'll see next time, is that Rava already changed his opinion on the matter. Even though originally in our story he said that the wine is usher to drink but permissible to get benefit from, he ended up changing his mind and ruling out it's usher to get benefit from because of Abaye. Abaye was arguing with him and proved that he was incorrect, and therefore he changed. And then when Rav Huna came to challenge Rava on his ruling, Rav Huna didn't know that Abaye had already convinced Rava to change his ruling. But when Rav Huna came to Rava, Rava already changed his ruling. But even so, when he was embarrassed and said, but didn't you say it the other way? So instead of admitting and saying, yes, one time I was makel and I changed my mind, he sort of tried to, out of embarrassment, he didn't want to admit that he was at fault. He wanted to try to show that he always ruled that way, that it was usher to get benefit from the wine. So the bottom line is that in regards to the matter of whether it is permissible to get benefit from wine that was touched by idolaters, not for the sake of Yayin Nesach, they touched Jewish wine, not for the sake of Yayin Nesach, the ruling is it's usher, and it's usher even Behana. There's no place to be lenient.